Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. I think you'll like what you see there. Kurt Koontz is our guest. K-O-O-N-T-Z is his last name. Two K's, Kurt Koontz, and he's the author of the new book, A Million Steps. It's all about the different journeys he's taken in his life to find himself and to find meaning in life. Kurt, have you done that?
I really have, and a lot of that is incorporated into the book, and I do a lot of public speaking,
too. Which can be found where, the book?
Oh, you can buy the book on Amazon. That's probably the best spot. Or you can go to a local bookstore and have them get it for you.
What Amazon. About your own website?
It's not on my website, but there's links back into Amazon.
Why isn't it on your website?
I decided I didn't want to mess with the inventory at all.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to have Amazon handle.
But they can still find out about your book on your website.
Photos, there's information.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. So and that website is what?
KurtKoontz.com. KurtKoontz.com.
All right, so check that out. Kurt, people listening to you, and they know that you took a month to walk this 500 miles. They know that you rode a bike across California, Canada and Europe and down through California. But they're running a small business, and they'd like to disconnect, too. They'd like to get away and clear their head and de-stress a little bit, but they can't take a month off. Most small business owners aren't able to take a week vacation and just disconnect like that. What do you got any mini thoughts for them on little mini events they could take? What do you think?
Oh, I have a lot of them, Jim. I think, first off, to me, a Camino is just getting outside your comfort zone, doing something different.
A Camino. Tell us about that.
I think a Camino is exactly what I said, getting outside of your comfort zone, doing something different. So what the small business owner can do, this may sound a little corny, but he can drive home from work a different route every day. He can try and find new customers in an area he's never tried before. He can try a sales pitch that's different. Just don't do the same thing over and over and over. Try to break out and do something new.
You know, one thing that I'd like to repeat myself on, Kurt, that I've said many times before, is there are so many events that happen in a town, in a community, chamber of commerce, local bank, whatever that happen that some small business owners don't take advantage of. There are industry events that they can go to, and I don't know how many times I've been invited or I've had an opportunity to go places, and I didn't want to go, and I thought, I'd just rather stay home. But I would get up off my backside and I would go, and I'd come home and say, "Man, what if I hadn't gone? Look what I would have missed." I've never done that. That I didn't come back and say, "I'm glad I went." But that's what you got to do, though, isn't it? You got to not imagine how much trouble it's going to be, but imagine how much good you're going to get after you've been there.
Oh, you have to go for it and try it. I mean, Jim, I think the simplest thing. I've never written a book before, and I was so enthralled with what happened on this trip, I decided I needed to write a book to share with the universe. Well, after I wrote it, it dawned on me no one in New York or Florida knew me. So I better start getting out there.
Right.
And in the past year, I've done over 100 speaking events. Mm-hmm. And every one of the, I've been to people's houses, I've been to big deals, small deals, you name it. I've met more people, and every one of them opens up another door. I was at an event 2 weeks ago. It turned out we ended up filming a 30-minute PBS program because of the person I sat next to at that event.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. What? Tell us about that.
It was awesome. I was speaking at a conference. The lady next to me happened to be a producer at PBS.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I meant, Kurt, when I said a while ago. Go ahead.
We became friends on Facebook. I noticed that she was going to interview a New York Times bestselling author. I sent her a note, said, "Well, when are you going to interview your other author friend?"
Right.
And she said, "Let's meet and talk about it." We met, and last Thursday we filmed a 30-minute segment.
Wow.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
And
you the world isn't gonna come inside your house or your office, kick the door open, grab you by the lapel, and drag you out to some kind of opportunity. You got to meet the world at least halfway, don't you?
just exactly like you said, when you birth the baby of a book, you need to get out and promote
or anything, your business or... But I want to go back to this de-stressing thing, Kurt. If we're just literally, you know, so wound up in our business and maybe we're feeling unproductive and things aren't working well, what should we do? Should we just go away for a half a day or just go be alone for a weekend? Or what do you think?
I think that's very important. You know, one of the big lessons I learned on this trip is how to get rid of worry. And this was the kind of trip, when you're walking along, if you roll your ankle, three people behind you is an orthopedic surgeon from the Mayo Clinic. It's just the way things worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So it taught me to get rid of worry. And if I get back to the book, all I can do every day is I can try to promote the book through radio shows, through meeting people, through speaking events, and this and that. I cannot make somebody pull money out of their wallet to buy the book.
Right.
But I can set daily goals of things I can do that may affect that. You have to give up the worry about how many you're going to sell and focus on what you can do to potentially sell some.
Just like the walk, just like the trip you made and all the trips you made, one step in front of the other, right?
Oh, exactly. One step at a time and never stop. I mean, like I said at the beginning here, the first day of a 500-mile walk seems impossible. After, you know, just time flies by, pretty soon you're halfway there, then you're there. Yep. Now for me, it's 20 months ago.
Kurt, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations again on the book.
Thank you so much for your time.
Kurt Kuntz. Put a .com on the end of his name, two Ks, by the way, and a Z on the end. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website, and the book is available at Amazon, so check that out. The book is called A Million Steps. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.